is Trevor Kars. I'll talk about work ethic. I talked about relentlessness before, and it is essentially a higher level of work ethic. But at the very heart, I think it is important to have a solid work ethic if you want to achieve anything, great or small. In reading a lot about successful people, I've learned that successful people have a greater level of work ethic than everyone else. Essentially, they have a greater level of being relentless and pursuing what they want. But essentially, it is work ethic that they have, and it is important to achieve what you are looking for, to have some level of work ethic, to show that you are hungry, that you are motivated to accomplish something. I feel like I've always had that work ethic, that in order to get ahead, I would have to put in the time and work. I don't know what it is with the young generation today, but they don't seem to want to put in the time. They don't want to put in that work ethic. They just sort of passively take on the 9-to-5 like it's no big deal. They passively work on projects. They're not putting their time in. And I think it's important to look at your work ethic and find something you're interested in so that you can really put in your time, put in your drive and determination to accomplish tasks. I think if you worry too much about climbing the ladder or that final reward at the end of the tunnel, that you get carried away and think that you can just get there. But it does take hard work. There is no substitute. Think about how you're putting in the time, how you're putting in your work. All of the celebrities and millionaires, billionaires you see, they didn't get there from just sitting around. There are exceptions to the rule. You will see people with inheritances, luck, lotteries. But even then, those people had to work hard to secure any of the money that they received. Even if you win a lottery, you've got to put in the effort to go and cash in your ticket. So there is some level of work involved, although a very small amount. The people who put in small amounts of work, they typically are not commanding wealth. And those lottery winners and inheritance people, those are the exceptions to the rule. Even then, it's no way to really live your life. Just hoping to one day receive a break. Just sitting there waiting for that break. You don't want to be waiting. You want to be working. continually working towards a meaningful goal. You want to be in that upper echelon. You need to put in the work to train, the work to learn, the work to really get there. And if you're not sweating enough, if you're not exhausted enough, if you're not tired enough, sort of just feeling lazy and you haven't achieved much, then you're right, you haven't achieved much. And you're not exhausted because you haven't put the time in. You haven't put that determination, that focus towards something. There is no substitute for hard work. And I feel like our modern generations are heavily spoiled and do not understand the concept of labor, as they're able to work and sit behind a computer screen and passively just type away and don't understand the real concept of labor, and just the sweat, the blood, the tears that can go into building things. We've lost touch with the idea of building physical objects, myself included. I'm fairly detached from building physical objects as items are replaced by brand new items. You have no desire to build because you can just replace, as that is how our modern society has evolved, and that it's cheaper to replace rather than fix or build or tinker with. But there is work, there's labor involved in those activities. And unless we're the Amish, we are not exposed to labor and putting in that time. It's interesting when I see people who want to work on businesses, they want to start something, they want to build an empire. They don't want to put the work in. They don't want to really put that time in to build it. And as a result, they always remain that small business owner. There's nothing wrong with that, but they're always in a dream state and never in an action state of doing, of working on their project, on their venture. Then it lives inside their head, and it is disappointing to see. For hard work can get the small business owner into entrepreneurial status, where there's growth and scale. And small business owner is just living inside of a box. And that is okay if they choose to do so, but many want more. They want more for themselves, yet do not want to put in the time to make that happen. They continue to talk about what ifs. Oh, what if this would happen? A lot of talk. Those who do not have the work ethic talk a lot. They talk more frequently about what they ought to do. Whereas those who work, they're quiet, they're determined, they are driven. They are an entirely different person. They are on a different level, different mindset. And, I was exposed to my parents' generation where, hard work was still there. A little less common as work-life balance became a little more common. But, my dad still was putting in 12-hour days and working to make sure that the family had food on the table. He put in that time. The harder he worked, the more freedom his family could have. You put in that time, there is a greater likelihood of output, and there is never a guarantee. As work should be given, should be handed out. You should work hard and then not expect anything, as nobody owes you anything. That's the thing, is that our generation feels like we're entitled, as we're so spoiled that we just expect everything to be handed to us on a silver platter. It's not how the world works. You do have to put the time in to really work, to really make something for yourself. I've got more tools today to facilitate your work ethic than ever before. I mean, productivity hacks and whatnot. Perhaps it's a lot of noise because, really, if you were to just focus on one or two things and make those the priority and not worry so much about an app to tell you to get working, I mean, if you just find a couple of things you're passionate about, then your work ethic will be on a whole other level. Won't need people telling you to get to work. You will just get there. But we don't do enough introspection to ourselves to understand what kind of work we would want to do. Spend time on yourself, figuring out what you would enjoy, what you like to do. What you like to work on in your life, and you go after it. You do until success is obtained, until you've accomplished your goals. But you must work. You must work until cannot work anymore. And then you have to work again. It's a repeated cycle. It's a process. Work. Work ethic. It's a process.